Dozens of South Korean civil society groups leaders have rallied outside the U.S. Embassy in Seoul, slamming U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel.
Jerusalem al-Quds is the last base for Palestinian people, and Israel cannot occupy it. It cannot occupy the hope for liberty and independence of the Palestinian people. Jerusalem al-Quds is the shrine of 3 billion people and the capital of liberty and peace of the world.
While many Muslim countries have spoken out against Trump's decision, American allies such as South Korea have remained silent, argued activists, who also question Seoul's growing trade and security relationship with Tel Aviv.
South Korea is an important state that already exports weapons to Israel. Some of the weapons that kill Palestinian people may have been made in South Korea. This is a terrible fact.
Led by an Egyptian peace activist and Muslims from other countries, demonstrators took their voices to the Israeli embassy. They found a common cause with South Koreans.
Palestinians are suffering occupation. South Koreans face the same suffering, occupied by the U.S., which has established military bases on Korean soil and created problems between the two Koreas.
Demonstrators called on people to join in condemning the Trump move and to recognize that Jerusalem al-Quds is the true capital of a future independent Palestinian state. The South Korean government and President Moon Jae-in have largely kept silent on the issue of Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But many South Koreans, including those represented by civic leaders here today, argue that the rights of Palestinians have been ignored by the American president and call for a reversal of Trump's decision. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.